Welcome back. Well, PBS television host and barbecue Hall of Famer Stephen Reichlin has revolutionized the art of smoking food and adapting it to modern tastes. Take a listen.
Insert metal bars in the smoker. That pecan smoke is great, but it's really strong. Then hang the chickens on the bars. And you might think that the bottoms of the chicken would burn because they're directly over the coals. But thanks to the thermodynamics of this cooker, it maintains an even temperature throughout.
How does he do that? I want to learn how to do that because smoking is the new grilling with more than 18 million smokers and grills sold in the U.S. last year. And Reichlin's expertise demystifies this whole process when you want to smoke up everything from brisket to salmon to even dessert. Stephen Reichlin is in town tonight for an event at the Town Center Barnes & Noble. He's celebrating the publication of his new cookbook. It's called Project Smoke. Stephen Reichlin, a pleasure. Good to see you.
It is good to see you. Always a pleasure to be back.
You're going to be at Barnes & Noble at the Town Center tonight at 7, but we're so excited to have a preview right now because you've got an encyclopedic knowledge of smoking, grilling, barbecue. Why do you think people increasingly, they're just more and more drawn to this style of cooking?
Well, it used to be that barbecue was kind of a regional phenomenon. It was beloved in Texas, the South. But now, thanks to barbecue TV shows, thanks to our obsession with barbecue, national obsession, thanks to a host of new, easy-to-use backyard smokers, it's really becoming an activity that we all do everywhere.
And you can explain, I think, in a little more detail, what we heard on the clip, how smoking it works, what it is and why it tastes so good, why it transforms the taste of food.
Well, smoke is a very, and we're talking about wood smoke, but also we're talking about hay smoke. We're talking about smoke from cinnamon sticks, because you can smoke with a lot of materials, a lot of plants. But it's a very complex substance. It contains solids like soot. It contains liquids like tar. And it contains a number of gases, including phenols like vanillin, which gives you that sweet vanilla flavor. I like to call smoke the umami of barbecue. You know, what it does is whatever food you apply it to, it retains that original flavor, but just transforms it. You know that moment in The Wizard of Oz where it goes from black and white to technicolor?
Right.
That, for me, is what smoke
does. That's what smoke is. Do you like it even better than grilling?
Well, they are two related processes. Obviously, I'm obsessed with smoking right now because that's the new book and project, but I'm not going to turn my back on grilling either.
Right. Now, and of course, the new book is called Project Smoke, and in it, you're going to learn a lot, the do's and don'ts of smoking, how to add smoke flavor, even without an actual smoker, the various types of woods you can use. But this is one that really caught my eye. All kinds of ingredients you can smoke, like lemons, mayonnaise, dessert? How does that work?
Absolutely. Well, you know, when I started writing this book, I built a wooden smokehouse at my home in Massachusetts because I wanted to, wanted to walk the walk as well as talk the talk. And one day I thought, well, let's try every condiment and base ingredient I can think of.
Okay.
Let's smoke it, see what happens. Well, smoked mayonnaise, it's a revelation. And you have not, until you've had a BLT made with smoked mayonnaise, you haven't lived.
How do you smoke mayonnaise?
Couple ways to do it. So number one, if you have, let's say, a kettle grill, you set it up for indirect grilling, you put wood chips or chunks on the coals, you put the mayonnaise in a bowl over another bowl of ice because you want to keep it cold. That's a process called cold smoking. And then it's a very simple process. It's very quick. And you smoke the mayonnaise just until it's covered with kind of a patina. You can see a patina of smoke on it.
Now, and you've got all of these techniques in your book, lots of recipes. How do you add smoke with if you don't have the equipment? I have a friend, a neighbor of ours. He bought this big smoker, and it's on his back patio. It looks like a little mini, almost like a refrigerator. It's stainless steel, and it's got all this stuff that you have to do, all these things and pieces and equipment and this and that. And I was looking at it going, oh, this is so intricate. And if somebody doesn't have that, how do they get the flavor?
Well, first of all, we've got everybody covered, okay? If you have a basic kettle grill, you've got a smoker. obviously, if you have a smoker, and one of the things that's a little bit different with smoking than with grilling. I mean, with grilling, basically all grills work the same way. Some are fueled by propane, some by charcoal, but they all work the same way. With smokers, they don't. They're sort of maybe a dozen families of smokers. You have your ceramic cookers like the Big Green Egg. You have upright barrel smokers like the pit barrel cooker. You've got offset barrel smokers that you see on the competition shows.
Right.
And I give instructions for how to use each in the book, and obviously manufacturers' instructions too. But let's say you live in a condo and you don't have access to the outdoors.
Yeah.
Well, there are stovetop smokers that you use on your stove, like the Cameron's stovetop smoker cooker or the Nordic Ware kettle smoker. You can even use what's called a smoking gun,
which
is very popular with bartenders at trendy cocktail places. And, you know, imagine it's sort of like a bong that fires hickory smoke or cherry smoke. And
into the drink or
into, the
into
drink.
Your food.
Yeah, yeah, into the drink. And, you know, so that's cool, too. One of the things I really loved about writing this book, you know, I've been kind of with barbecuing and grilling for the last 15 years, but all barbecue is smoke, but not all smoke food is barbecue. So there's a lot of new, avenues of inquiry for me.
Lots that you'll learn, too, within the pages of this new book. It's called Project Smoke, and it's from PBS host and, by the way, Barbecue Hall of Famer Stephen Reichlin. Now, you're going to be tonight at the St. John's Town Center, Barnes & Noble, 7 o'clock, going to be giving a talk and signing some books?
I will be giving a talk and signing books, taking questions, and I always love to meet grilling and smoking and enthusiasts out there. I might also mention that WJET, the Create TV station.
Yeah, WJCT Create.
Yeah, JCT, right, will be airing season 2 of Project Smoke, which launches Memorial Day weekend.
How perfect is that?
And you guys have it. And we have some incredible shows for you in the new series, including one on smoke in a hurry. You know, usually you think of smoking taking half a day.
Right.
These are dishes you can smoke in 5 minutes. One on smoked breakfast.
Oh, nice.
Rise and Smoke, we call it.
By the way, you mentioned Memorial Day when the whole of the country will be grilling something probably. What's on your grill or your smoker on Memorial Day?
Boy,
Stephen Reichlin.
That's a good question. Well, I will be back up on Martha's Vineyard with my family.
Oh, and, life is nice for some of us.
And we will be smoking oysters on the half shell.
Wow.
And grilling Georges Bank swordfish with caper sauce. So life is going to be pretty beautiful.
That sounds like a good Memorial Day barbecue to me. But in the meantime, you can recreate this feeling if you come out tonight, as Stephen said, to the St. John's Town Center, Barnes & Noble, 7 o'clock tonight, to meet PBS host Stephen Reichlin and get a signed copy of his new book, Project Smoke. As he mentioned, the new season of his show, Project Smoke, will be airing starting Memorial Day weekend on our WJCT Create channel. It's such a pleasure to have you here, and enjoy your time in Jacksonville. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.